This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4011 for Monday, the 18th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled, The Intel Hex File Format. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 2 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, a synopsis of this old but far from dead file format.
Hello Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock, and this episode is about an old file format that, despite its age, is still in use in many places today. That format is the Intel Hex format. What is this format? Glad you asked. From the Book of Knowledge we read. Intel Hexadecimal Object File Format, Intel Hex Format, or Intel Hex is a file format that conveys binary information in ASCII text form. If you have ever programmed an Arduino board, the file that is used to program the board. The file generated by the Arduino IDE is an Intel Hex file. The format consists of any number of lines, called records. Intel HEX consists of lines of ASCII text that are separated by line feed, or carriage return characters, or both. Each text line contains uppercase hexadecimal characters that encode multiple binary numbers. The binary numbers may represent data, memory addresses, or other values, depending on their position in the line, and the type and length of the line. Each text line is called a record. The record consists of 6 fields that appear in order from left to right. 1. Start code, 1 character, an ASCII colon. 2. Byte count, indicating the number of bytes in the data field. 3. Address, 4 hex digits, representing the 16-bit beginning memory address offset of the data. 4. Record type, 2 hex digits, 00 to 05, defining the meaning of the data field. 5. Data, the sequence of bytes of data. 6. Checksum, a computed value that can be used to verify the record has no errors. An end of file record must occur exactly once per file in the last record of the file. The byte count is 00, the address field is typically 0000, and the data field is omitted. The record's checksum byte is the 2's complement of the least significant byte of the sum of all decoded byte values in the record preceding the checksum. It is computed by summing the decoded byte values and extracting the least significant byte of the sum, and then calculating the 2's complement of the sum by inverting its bits and adding 1. I have included in the show notes an example of a record with pipes used to break up the line. Hope you enjoyed the speak episode. There are so many ways to produce shows, there is no excuse not to. This is Brian in Ohio signing, for reminding everyone. We are all creatures of ego.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.